103.9.
Seymour FM.
Seymour FM.
And the station you're listening to is Seymour FM 103.9, your local community radio. I'm Ron Jessop and the show is Stories of Faith, where each week I have a chat with someone about their faith. And today it's a delight to welcome Freya Grant to the show.
Thank you, Ron.
It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Freya, just tell us a little bit about Seymour. How long have you lived in Seymour for?
Well, it's close to 13 years now. Yeah, we moved here in 2002.
Okay. Well, Freya, this show is about stories of people's faith. Perhaps we might start with, how did you come to believe?
Well, it was probably a fairly uneventful kind of story in some way. And I'm sometimes think about that, and I'm not really sure sometimes. But the story would probably start before we moved to Seymour. We actually lived in Hastings for a very short time. And I should probably take one step back there and tell you that when I was a child, I grew up in very much an atheist family. Mm. And I went to church twice for a funeral and a wedding. And that was it. And I was actually very much against religion when I was a teenager. And I always remember seeing the nuns coming to the school and thinking, you know, how can they believe these stories that they read in this Bible, and how can it be true? And it's a whole lot of nonsense. And so that's the background I came from. And when we moved to Hastings, our oldest daughter, who's about to turn 18, she was about 2-3 years old. And I remember starting to think, maybe I should check out what this church thing is all about. Because, you know, one day our kids, you know, they might have questions and they should know both sides of the coin, sort of thing. And it's that kind of feeling that actually took me into the Uniting Church in Hastings. We just happened to be on the corner of the street where we lived. And so we rolled into there, very much an old congregation, unfortunately. And by then we actually had two children, and they were half of the Sunday school that was there. And so there was a lovely group of people, but I was by far the youngest person there, and so it probably didn't really make a very good first impression on me. I thought the music was quite boring. I didn't really get what it was all about, and I would go home and be quite frustrated, because I would think that everybody, I was convinced all the other people from the church did nothing but read their Bible all day, and I didn't, because I was a mum with two young children. And so I really didn't get what it was all about. But I went along probably for close to 12 months, I would say. And then one day my husband and I just looked at each other and said, how about we sell our house and we move to Seymour? And the reason we chose Seymour, because he actually grew up in Seymour and my in-laws live here. And so within a few days, we had actually sold our house.
Wow.
And so then, of course, we had to find somewhere to live, which is a different story in itself. But we packed up our house and we moved to Seymour. And we sort of kind of rolled into the church that my husband went to when he was a young boy. And so we went along very sporadically for quite a while. Until they got this wonderful young minister came along, and his name was Ralph, and that just totally changed my world, because he made me realize that it was okay to ask questions and it was okay to have doubts and not have it all together, which I really didn't at that point in time, because in the meantime we'd had another child, And so he really completely changed the ball game for me and changed my outlook. And I spent many hours in his office going, but what about this and what about that? How do the dinosaurs fit in all this? And just millions and millions of questions. But the other thing he did was that he really, unbeknownst to me at that point in time, he started seeing where a lot of my gifts are, and he slowly started pushing me towards things that I had absolutely never thought about doing. And looking back now, it all sort of makes sense how everything just evolved over time, because with his encouragement, the first thing I got involved in was our Sunday school, which we then gave a total overhaul and renamed into a program called Activate, where we used to have someone who would drive a little bus and go all around Seymour and pick up kids whose parents didn't come to church. Yeah. And we would provide breakfast and do really great activities with them. And so I had never envisaged myself doing anything. I mean, I knew nothing about the Bible at that point in time, and here I was, you know, doing great things with kids, but it actually taught me a lot, and that's where I started discovering these stories and what they meant and where it takes you. So it was really great from that point of view. So, yeah, it's been a interesting journey. So, yeah. As I said, with Ralph, it really completely changed my whole attitude towards church. I think looking back now, I probably really still didn't get what it was all about. And it's funny because you tell people, you know, you do ministry and you go out there and you still sort of don't really get the whole point of Christianity. But then of course Ralph left, which really was a blow to me personally.
Yes.
But I can look back at that now and say, well, that was just God's plan and that had to happen for both parties. You know, he's doing fantastic things up in Queensland now, and I think it took myself and our church through this whole journey that we had to go through. So when he left, I was very heavily involved in the kids ministry. We were still doing Activate. I was teaching RE.
Yeah. What we might do, Freya, is we might just put a pause on that because I reckon that might link in with a question a bit later.
Okay, cool.
And I want to get a song in before the station announcement. So one of the other things about Stories of Faith, for those of you who are listening in for the first time, is I invite the guests to bring some favourite songs. So what's a favourite song that we could play at this point
in time? The first song I actually picked was, and we'll talk more about music later, I think, but I'm not a big fan of the old hymns, but I'm discovering how young people are redoing the old hymns in a way that sort of attracts younger people. And so the first one I picked is a band called the David Crowder Band, and they're actually almost like country and western kind of music, but it's a remake of Because He Lives.
Okay, good. And you are listening to Seymour FM 103.9. I'm Ron Jessop. The show is Stories of Faith. My guest today is Freya Grant, and we've got to the point where Freya has introduced a song to be played. It's the Dave Crowder Band.
That's correct,
and this is How Great Thou Art. I'll put it on, and then perhaps after we've played it, you might want to make some more comments about it, Freya.
God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. He came to love He who let forgive, He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives, because He lives. I can face tomorrow because He lives. All fear is gone.
Freya, tell us about that song as you were listening to it.
Well, it's I probably should. This might be a good time, I guess, to introduce music to the story. And one of the what I thought was the worst thing about going to church when I first went was the music, because I hated the hymns. I didn't understand half the words, because I actually did not grow up in Australia. English is my second language. And so you have all these old words. Half of them I didn't even know what they were. I did not know what we were singing about. So I dreaded music in church. I thought it was the worst thing. And just in the last few years, really, somehow at one stage I ended up being on the worship team at our church, which is a bit of a funny story because I can't actually sing. but my daughter can. And so we sort of started experimenting with music and tried to slowly introduce more modern music. And I started discovering other music like Hillsong and Planet Shakers. And I thought, hang on a minute, I actually quite like this music. And all of a sudden I was finding this music that I could, you know, you could stick on your iPod and listen while you're exercising or working or, you know, all those things. And part of what I try to do now is to actually find music that will speak to the younger people. And there's Dave Crowder, for instance. If you see him, he's actually quite a cool-looking guy from a young person's perspective. His hair sort of stands up and he wears flannelette shirts. And I think all of a sudden these old hymns take on this new life and the younger people can go, hey, these people are pretty cool, you know. And yes. I think that is has a lot to do it from my point of view. But it actually then you listen to the songs and now I look back at all the hymns we were singing and I think there were some great words. I just didn't take any notice of them. And so that's why I like the sort of modernized versions of these good, really old hymns.
Yeah. It's a bit like the something old, something new. Of course, yes. That goes on to say mm-hmm. something borrowed, something blue.
Yeah.
But something old, something new. We've got the old hymns, but put in a new way.
That's
and so
correct,
it's a melding
yes.
together. It's the best of both worlds.
Yep. Mm. Yeah. Yes.
Would you like me to ask the next question, or is there a song that you'd like to pop in now?
Well, possibly, seeing we're talking about that, it might be a good time to play the next song I had picked, which is at the moment is my favourite band. It's a band called Ren Collective. When I don't listen to Christian music, I really like the folk kind of music. And so when I discovered this band, I thought, this is me. You know, they played a banjo and things like that. And this next song is, again, an old one, You Are My Vision, done in a new way. And when I use it at our church, even the young the old people go, oh, I know that one. Yeah. It's just a little bit different than what we're used to. But these words are, to me, it's all about wanting to be just like Jesus. And he is our vision, and that's who we should be looking to, and that's who we should strive to be like.
You are my vision.
You are my vision, O King of my heart. Nothing else satisfies, only you, Lord. You are my best thought by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, your presence my light. My wisdom, you are my true word. I ever with you, and you with me, Lord. You're my great father, and I'm your true son. You dwell inside me, together we're one.
You're my
You're my inheritance now and always. You and you only, the first in my heart. High King of Heaven, my treasure, you
was the Rend Collective with You Are My Vision, and I'm talking with Freya Grant, and that was a favourite that Freya had brought in. I have to say, Freya, that that song, actually, You Are My Vision, the old title was Be Thou My Vision, but that was a really good rendering, and I just want to say, if there are people listening into the show and you're thinking, I like that music, then ring in 5792-1039 and we would be very happy to pass on the information for these songs. So let's pick up the story of how you came to believe. Mm-hmm. We got to the questions and Ralph giving you permission to ask them, and then
yes.
Ralph left.
Well, in that, it probably just about brings us up to a turning point in my faith journey, because twice we found ourselves in our church without a minister. And because Ralph left and we were without a minister for quite a while, then we had someone else who left after a very brief period. And the second time round was actually when I was finding myself as part of the worship team, and I was up the front of the church quite a lot, you know, announcing guest speakers and organising the music, and which I really enjoyed that part. And one of the things I had started doing is for a few years in a row we had gone to the Planet Shakers Beautiful Women Conference, a whole group of us. And I think it was about the second or the third time that we went, and it was probably the only time I have ever distinctly heard God speak to me. And it was in the middle of one of the sessions. And the theme of the conference was, I will go. And I just started getting this really niggling kind of feeling the whole time I was there, that something was happening. And you get this gift when you're there. It's usually jewellery of some kind. And so they hand out these bags and all the ladies are so excited. You know, there's a couple of thousand women there. What have I got? And there's about a half a dozen different items of jewellery. And I remember opening the box and I go, oh, this is so not the one I wanted to have. But it was this big pendant, and I turned it around and it said on the back, I will go. And that was the moment that I said to God, I will go. I have no idea where, but I will go where you want me to go. And for a long time, nothing really seemed to change. We just sort of plotted along the way we were going, but I was becoming increasingly restless and uncomfortable with what I was doing in my faith. And eventually I came to a point where I thought, God is asking me to look at church in a different way. And it needs to be done in a way that will speak to unchurched people. And so I sort of started thinking, well, how do we do this? What does it look like? Where do we do it? And eventually, you know, after about two and a half years, it brought me to a point where I said to the other leaders in our church, because by then I was also an elder in the church, that I felt I had to leave the church where I was, because I felt God was calling me to do things that I didn't want to do in that church, because it would not be fair on the people that were there, because it would involve quite drastic changes to the way we were doing things. And so a very hard decision was made that myself and my family left, and then it actually turned out that the whole other people sort of kind of had the same feeling. And to cut a long story short, it basically led us to start a new church, which is a community church, non-denominational, which we started officially meeting March 2014. And still at this point, I'm not really sure what that will look like eventually. But to me, I look at it and I just look at the fact that I went where God asked me to go. And so it's interesting how that journey did take several years, and it will take many more, but it was that initial decision when he asked me, will you go? And I had to wait for quite a while to know where I was going. But, yeah, so that's sort of – that's my journey in a nutshell. And I think it might be a good time to introduce our next song.
Please do.
Which, again, is Wren Collective. And it's a song called Build Your Kingdom, because to me, that's what we are trying to do as a church, to build God's kingdom on this earth.
Good. You're listening to Stories of Faith. I'm Ron Jessop, and my guest today is Freya Grant. Freya, just before the station announcements, you were talking about another song. Would you like to introduce the next song you brought in?
Yes, it's again Rent Collective, and it's called Build Your Kingdom, which just talks all about us building God's kingdom on earth.
Build your kingdom here, let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand, heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire, win this nation back. Change the atmosphere, build your kingdom here. We pray, come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. We are your church, power in us.
Let's go.
We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. Refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captive hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the poor at peace. We lay down our lives for heaven. Fire.
let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand, heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire.
Wow, that was the Rent Collective, Build Your Kingdom. I'm talking to Freya Grant. Freya, some of the words there, set your church on fire, and something I've written, yes, change the atmosphere.
Yes.
That song is about stuff of the heart.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What does that mean to you, or what does that say that connects with your heart?
I think... And when I was thinking about today, I always think as a disciple of Jesus, what are we here for? And we are here to nurture and look after people and the people that we are in church with, or even our community as well. But to me, and I use the word job, but I don't think it's possibly the best word, because when you say job, it's like I've got to do this.
Yeah.
But to me, one of the main reasons we are here is to share the news, the good news of Jesus. And to me, that's what that song sings about, is to build God's kingdom on earth. And that is one of our responsibilities. But I think it's a privilege, because I think it's an honor to share with other people the relationship that we have with Jesus and the love that we know he can give to us. And it just comes natural from there. It's a desire that I have, this peace in my heart that can only come from one place, and I want other people to have the same thing. And so when I listen to this song, this is all just, it's about sharing, building God's kingdom, but it's in doing it in such a way that it's not threatening to people, or it doesn't, you know, it doesn't limit people in what they can do. But it also goes further. It's about, like they say, changing the whole atmosphere of our community, of our world, just to a different, a better place. So the funny thing I find about songs like this, I'm a bit of a gym junkie, and I have this music on my iPod, and I listen to this when I work out at the gym. And I'm sure people think I'm crazy sometimes when they see the expressions on my face as I'm singing in my head. But these songs, they just create this joy when you listen to them.
Mm.
So, yeah.
It's a beautiful amalgam of a vision, an idea, or something we strive for. But musically, it's really good.
Yes.
I mean, that is bright and boppy.
Yep.
Some people might think, oh, my recollection of going to church, not so much Sunday school. I think Sunday school songs were, you know, pretty bright and poppy.
Yes.
You know, Jesus loves me, or 1, 2, 3, Jesus loves me, and all that stuff. I think people, it's more when they think of church and pictures of dower, organ, stand, got to be quiet.
Yes.
Which it's interesting how it taps into earlier in the conversation. The words of some of the older hymns are beautiful.
Yes.
But perhaps it's the way it was couched, or the environment of church in which we sang them. And this kind of takes us to a contemporary place of change the atmosphere. Words are still good, but the atmosphere can change. But musically, that is great music. That Rend Collective.
Good.
That makes you move. And
yes.
I've got a feeling that whether you're 6 or 60 or older than that, there's something about the music that helps evoke the message. That's really good.
Great.
Freya, tell us about how your faith is nurtured.
Well, I guess I'm in a fairly great position there, that I actually work for the church that I'm part of now, which is Reach Out Seymour. And part of the work I do is I prepare Sunday messages, so which means I do a lot of research and a lot of reading, which then in turn feeds my my growth, and so I'm fairly lucky, I guess, or blessed in that way. I'm a bit of a creature of habit and routine, so I try to make all these great routines for myself, which don't usually last very long. So I'm really trying to teach myself that snatch whatever you can, wherever you can. And so it might be little moments in the car for a quick prayer. But the one thing I do find I rely on very heavily is I get up between 5:30 and 6 every morning, and I make a cup of tea, and that is my time. It could be half an hour, could be an hour, whatever I can manage, where I just pray and I read the Bible, and I just spend time with God. And I find that if I don't do that, my day really doesn't function quite as well. But it's little things. It's sitting on my veranda with a cup of tea saying, how blessed am I to live where I live with the family that I have and to belong to the church I belong to. And it's those kinds of things. But my ultimate goal is that wherever I do, whatever I'm doing, that I'm aware that God is part of those things, and to just have that conscious awareness of Him being with me, which takes a lot of work. So I try, but I also am learning that I can't be too rigid, because then things come undone and I give myself a hard time for not sticking to my wonderful plans.
You're a harsh marker of yourself.
I certainly am.
I think of Brother Lawrence, who a long time ago wrote, Practicing the Presence of God.
Yes.
It's a Christian classic, and that's what you're talking about.
Yes.
Just that knowing God's with you. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. There are times when you set aside time to read and to pray.
Yes.
But then there's the daily activities of life,
whether
you're in the car or whatever. So for want of a better word, there's a formal time of that's when I sit quietly, but there's the informal through the day, and they are a meld of both of those are important.
That's right, yeah. And I think the other thing too is, which I'm only just starting to learn now, is to make a habit of praying for other people. A friend of mine said to me a while ago, whenever you meet someone from your church or someone that you know is comfortable with you praying, before you go, you pray for them. And I think, oh, you can't do that. You know, what will they think? But it's those kinds of things, because I think that shows people that you care about them enough to pray for them. And it's just teaching yourself those little habits so they become part of who you are.
Good. Mm. Sounds like it's a journey. It's
definitely
been a journey to faith. It's a journey in what ministry for God is, and it's a journey of nurturing as well.
That's correct,
so
yeah.
Freya is on a journey.
Certainly am.
Not there yet,
no.
But on a journey. Tell us and introduce the next song for us.
The next song is actually one I only discovered in about the last 2 or 3 weeks, and it's a band called Anthem Lights, and they do a lot of covers from secular bands as well. But there's four guys, amazing voices, and basically what they've done is they have done this mix-up of a few hymns, and so absolutely amazing it is.
Okay, let's listen to it.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed, then sings my soul, is well with my soul,
with my soul,
it is well, it is well with my soul.
Wow, that was terrific. That was Anthem Mix.
Anthem Lights, the band is called. Yes, yeah.
Well, Freya, our time has just whizzed by. A final minute. Perhaps you could tell us about other things that you're passionate about.
Well, it possibly sounds a bit cliche, but it would have to be my family. Not so long ago, a friend of mine was actually speaking at our church and he said, you know when you're passionate about something when it makes you cry. And when I heard that, I thought, well, then I'm passionate about my family, because I thought I was always one of those people, I have no passions like some people. So it would have to be my family, our church, and sharing my faith, but also something completely different, gardening. I love gardening and I love trying to create a kind of lifestyle for our family where we try to be self-sufficient and not so reliant on computers and all those modern kind of things, and just back to nature, and being out in my garden sometimes is where I can be the closest to God, because it gives me time to think. Yeah. So, yes.
Wonderful. Freya, we're actually nearly out of time. Is there a last song that you would like to play?
Well, I think quite fittingly, a modern version of the doxology, which is, of course, quite often what you would finish off with in church traditionally, but again, a modern version. So whatever we can get in of that song would be great.
Okay.
Thanks, Ron.
Good. You've been listening to Stories of Faith. I've been talking with Freya Grant, and it's been a journey to faith and in service and of growth in God.
Definitely.
It's been great having you with us.
Thank you, Ron.
And I hope for those listening in, there's been not just points of interest, but things that resonated with them, made sense.
Yes.
And has helped them in their journey of faith.